Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden commuting the sentences of 37 federal death row inmates, converting their punishments to life in prison without parole. Not among those whose sentences were commuted, the Boston Marathon bomber and the men who carried out the Emmanuel AME Church and the Tree of Life Synagogue mass killings. A 7-year-old boy had to have open heart surgery overnight after he was hit in the chest with a drone that went off course along with several other drones at a holiday show in Orlando. Delivery drivers for Amazon remain on strike in key U.S. cities.
The Teamsters Union says that Amazon workers at a major airport in Southern California joined other delivery workers on strike in New York, Illinois, and Atlanta. Amazon has rejected employees' efforts to unionize. It says that these strikes are outside workers, and it insists that operations are not affected.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan have announced plans. They're working toward a merger. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the funeral for the teacher who was shot and killed a week ago at Abundant Life Christian School. Erin West was 42. Friends say she dedicated her life to serving others and to her faith, and that made her a perfect fit at Abundant Life. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Ruby Vergara was laid to rest over the weekend. Loved ones remembered her for her musical talents, which she loved to share, and her special bond with her animals. And the scare in Belleville, a 12-year-old student may face charges after allegedly plotting to harm themselves and school staff. Fellow students reported it a week ago and told officials what the child was saying. The 12-year-old was referred to Dane County Juvenile Court on charges of disorderly conduct and making terroristic threats. That student was not taken into custody, but they're no longer allowed on school grounds, and there are still more discipline decisions in the works. Belleville police thanked other students for taking it seriously and coming forward. If you're looking for ways to give, the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community is now near $70,000. Almost 700 people have donated. You can find a link to it on our website, WMDXradio.com. There are lots of ways you can give back, and it doesn't just have to be monetarily. Tomorrow is the big blood drive at the Alliant Energy Center. We can all get so busy this time of year, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But the spirit of giving is what the holidays are all about. Rebecca Rockhill from the Red Cross.
We see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays. People tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate.
The Christmas Eve blood drive is tomorrow at the Alliant Energy Center. It runs from 7 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I checked. There are still tons of times available. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Pack is back on Monday Night Football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Saints tonight at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 7:15. Although New Orleans got off to a 2-7 start, I asked Matt LaFleur if they've turned things around under interim head coach Darren Rizzi.
The Saints have done an outstanding job. Teams are having a hard time moving the ball and having a hard time scoring points. And a lot of these games have been close. I mean, they've lost 4 games by 3 points or less. I mean, they could easily be sitting at 9-5 right now. So I would expect us to play our best ball.
NBA, the Bucks are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Forward Stephen Crawl on how the Badgers beat Butler and now Detroit after losing 3 in a row.
The coaches do a great job of getting us prepared and kind of telling us what's going to be open. And credit to the guards for finding us. They make it easy on us. We just got to go down there and finish. And like you said, these past 2 games we've been finishing, and hopefully we can keep that going into Big Ten play.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Crawl. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect through mid-afternoon for some freezing drizzle and light snow that will end later today. Our high near 36 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 32. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Well, coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Before cell phones. And he said, well, yeah, you smoked, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
If we had serious people, then I probably would care because I would say this is a serious body of people that are looking for something because they have something. But they have been investigating Hunter for years. It started under the Trump administration. If you had something, I promise you, they wouldn't have held back. And so it's a bunch of games.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, I credit my second COVID negative test in 2 days, Jody, to injecting Jasmine Crockett directly into my veins.
That's it.
He is plucky. Here is one more, Jasmine Crockett, yesterday.
To say that he's spitting in the face of Congress is just false. He has tried to present himself under the parameters that were laid out by our chairman. And, you know, again, they just change their minds. They do what they want to do. They're just kind of blowing by the wind.
How much do we love cute, spunky, smart, crazy, saucy women? You know, like this one from Jersey.
This one. JoJo from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human. JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her spinning lines way down there in the basement.
JoJo from Jersey, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her. We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jersey.
JoJo.
Steph, how are you?
You're the guest that you and I like. The minute you come on, we start going back. And I'm like, no. Wait, save those pearls. Save those pearls.
I don't get a lot of grown-ups to talk to in my family.
No, you remind me of me, because you're like, turn the TV down. Mommy's on TV. And then I'm screaming at my dogs who are barking during the show. We're the same person.
Yeah.
But, you know, you and I started talking a little bit. I'm doing the show from upstairs because I got COVID despite being one of the safest humans in the world. Like, I barely have left my house. I'm vaccinated. I mask everywhere I go. And we were just saying how unbelievably irritating this is to be going into year five. And I can't even imagine as a mom. You said your daughter has it. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the stories that measles is coming back because parents won't vaccinate. Talk to us about how you feel about all that.
I mean, it's just so selfish. It really is. Like, I really do come from, I worked in education for a long time, and I do come from the school of thought where it's like, if your kid is sick, keep them home. But also, I believe in vaccines. I believe in vaccinations because, again, it not only protects my kids, but it protects society at large. I mean, if we were dealing with polio right now, the way that we were dealing with polio before there was a vaccine, these far right, far, far left, people would be like, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. Let's just roll the dice on polio.
Yeah, and they are. I mean, that's why in some cases, I think they've even found cases already. In addition to measles and to everything we've already eradicated, and it is this one, nearly 36,000 Americans were hospitalized with COVID last week, the highest since January 2023. This tweet, someone said, I also want to recognize that getting sick isn't some kind of divine punishment. People who take many precautions can also get sick because people around them have failed to protect them. Individualism will never end a pandemic. Treating infectious illness like a moral failure doesn't help anyone except those complicit in its spread. And you said it, Joe. When did we lose the moral, the social contract? We live in a society with other people. This is why we're going into year five of this, and I blame Trumpism for this COVIDiocy.
1,000%, because it's really the don't put on me, but my freedoms, you know, D-U-M-B freedoms, and it's like, wait, what are you talking about? My body, my choice. It's like, no, this isn't the same, but they don't care. They just want, it's like they don't have frontal lobes that are fully formed. They don't have reason. They just want what they want, what is immediately gratifying for them. And that's what's crazy is they're shooting themselves in the foot because they're dying from diseases they could be preventing themselves from dying from. It's just like, you know, simple measures.
Yeah. And, you know, Joe, we've been saying, you can understand how difficult it is for the Biden administration politically. Yeah. Because people have decided COVID's over. Yep. And they're like, I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm not wearing a mask. I don't care. And so I don't know what the hell you do. Do you about this, you know, going into the second biggest surge of the pandemic again?
I wish I had an answer. It's just really, honestly, it's like you can't fix stupid, but you also can't convince people to think for others anymore. Like, it seems like not all people, but there's a huge swath of the public that just doesn't care about themselves even, let alone anybody else.
Yeah. Well, and also you and I talked a little bit about watching some of these Trump voters in Iowa and how depressing it is. They're just like, I don't care if I freeze to death. I am, you know, he's going through all this for us. So I think that's the least we can do.
Jesus.
What? He's never done anything for anyone else ever.
I honestly, it is crazy to me because not only are they calling him the second coming of Jesus, that was he's also sent by God. He's being indicted for them. Like, he's doing this for them. And I don't know if I can say raw dog on your show, but
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I often say,
well, you know what? We just raw dogged that right then, and it's fine.
He raw dogged a porn star for you, Mon Pa MAGA.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works. Somebody's going to have to explain that one to me because I don't understand where that is in the Bible. I don't know.
It's like, thank you, Vicky Sue. It has, it's become this horrible reality show melded with an acid trip that it gets worse every day. I mean, you're so great, you know, on Twitter and elsewhere at Threads, just pointing out the hypocrisy. Republicans will hand a 6-year-old a gun, force a 10-year-old to carry her rapist baby to term, allow a grown man to marry an 11-year-old, and send a 12-year-old to work in a meatpacking plant, but they won't give a hungry child a free lunch. I mean, 15 Republican states, right, have said no to $40 a month so kids can eat over the summer. They wouldn't otherwise, you know, have access to lunch, right?
It blows your mind. And these are some of the states that have the highest levels of poverty and the highest levels of hunger in the country. And they're saying, no, you know what? No, we're good. Our kids can starve, but they're pro-life.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, speaking of Iowa, you heard this good, Kim Reynolds, the Republican governor, cited childhood obesity for why... I'm like, seriously? Oh, well, F these fat kids. They don't need to eat all summer. Well, that'll teach them. Yeah. I mean, it's so mean. You can't even wrap your head around it.
And she's also a governor who's rolled back child labor laws so that the younger kids, I believe it's actually 14 now that I did a little more research, but I think she would love it to be 12. But, like, you can go work on a packing plant again. I mean, we're in the jungle, Upton Sinclair's jungle, all over again in 2024.
Yeah. Aw, you read books.
I used to. Now I just tweet. I don't read too hard.
All right. But yeah, you tweeted, fifth grader, can I learn about slavery? MAGA, no, we need to protect you. Can I use my preferred pronouns? No, we need to protect you. Can I watch a Disney movie with a gay character? No, we need to protect you. Can I have something to eat? I'm starving. F off, kid.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean... And the other big story we were talking, I think I heard it first from Frank Fagluzzi, Joe. He tweeted, U.S. Border Patrol says Texas guard troops blocked them from rescue. Women, two children die crossing the Rio Grande as Border Patrol said it was prevented from intervening. Maybe I'm crazy, Joe. I refuse to believe this is who we are as a country. And this is how this election is going to come out in 2024. What do you think?
I refuse to believe it, too, and I refuse to accept it as our reality. I think what's happened is we've gone so far afield that we can dehumanize people because based on the color of their skin so much that they can drown, which we could have prevented, in the Rio Grande. And it can be a, oh, good, that'll teach them moment. I don't think that is representative of most of us. I really don't. I think there's a faction of this country that's gone so far, has become so desensitized that, you know, they're open to that kind of a ideology, I guess you could say. But you and I and everybody watching, everybody on this meeting and this call is not like that. We're not going to accept that as our reality, period.
Oh, I like that. This is like a national meeting. Okay.
Yeah. It is.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Your last tweet, you keep driving this home, Joe, in such a great way. You said, will you do something about school shootings? Republicans, nope. Will you allow a rape child to get an abortion? Nope. Will you feed the millions of starving kids in America? Nope. This dictionary has the word penis in it. We must act immediately. I mean, this is how ridiculous we've gotten, is banning the dictionary. My favorite is that Bill O'Reilly's books got banned. and he's all for the book bans. But he's like, wait a minute, not mine. I mean, but this is how fascism goes, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about book bans in 2024. And I made a joke about Bill O'Reilly's book being banned because Bill O'Reilly himself is, you know, representative of a dirty word I can't say on this show.
Right.
That rhymes with Nick. Because he's, So I thought that was ironic. But, I mean, yeah, this is exactly how fascism starts. They control information. They control the flow and the access to information. They dumb everybody down, and then they dehumanize those who are others. And then they fearmonger, and then they can do whatever they want. They have all the power.
Let's talk about, speaking of the election, 13. So I guess this should make us feel a little better. This is Joe Manchin.
I love my country 13. Too much to vote for Donald Trump. I love my country too much, and I think it would be very detrimental to my country. I want to make sure that people have a choice, but also understanding the person with the character and this and that. So we have to see what happens on Super Tuesday. I think by then you're going to know who's in the game, where we stand.
Okay, that didn't seem like a no, Joe. These are part of these factors that I'm worried about, these wild cards that we don't know in 2024. And No Labels is all funded by MAGA Republicans. That is their only goal, to get Trump back in. So, you know, they could find someone with the ego of a Joe Manchin who, you know, what is the ego of that? Donald Trump is a threat to America, but I might have to jump in, right?
To take votes away from Joe Biden. That's what No Labels will do, is really take votes away from Joe Biden. Joe Manchin has already proven himself to be a very self-centered spoiler when it comes to all sorts of things, including minimum wage increases and the child tax credit. I mean, he lives on a, I know it's a houseboat, but I call it a yacht. He drives a Maserati. I mean, Joe Manchin is all sorts of hypocrisy rolled up into one smug. I could go on. But,
yes, you could. Yeah. One more. Yeah. Joe Manchin. Hang on one second. Joe Manchin.
If there's a movement, for third party, I think is what you're asking about.
Mm-hmm.
Can that movement make a difference? I'm not going to be a spoiler, never have been, and never will be. But people want options, or they want change. Mm-hmm. So you got to see what comes. And by then, I think things will hopefully sort itself out.
Is that not the definition of a spoiler? Mm-hmm. He knows GD well. They can't win. It's only going to siphon votes from Joe Biden. And he knows that, Joe.
He knows, and he's drunk on his own brand. You know what I mean? He's been he's been full of himself for a long time. But, I mean, he's so dangerous, really. And the thing with all the things we could have accomplished if he wasn't in the Senate to, you know, obstruct the things that we tried to get through. It's just, I'm done with Joe Manchin. I know he's not coming back to the Senate, at least, but I would like to just have him retire to his riches and go away.
Yeah, one more. Let's Joe Manchin yesterday.
So you're not closing the door on running yourself? You get asked this question.
I'm going to do everything I can to save my country. And I'll do whatever it takes. I'll help whoever, and I'll support whoever that I think can best help this country come back to the common sense, sensible middle, which is center left, center right, working together with a majority.
Oh, my God, Joe, There is no center right.
Exactly. I mean,
no. This entire party is a MAGA lunatic.
Oh, 1,000%. And I would argue.
You saucy minx, you.
Stop,
huh?
You kidding right now? Yeah, you're right. Exactly. There's no center right. It's all MAGA. And center left is, we're looking at as close to it as we could possibly get right now in Joe Biden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, what's that, Chris, in my hydration system? Why? Morning Kick. I'm telling you. I'm getting an unsolicited testimonial. I think this is why I recovered so quickly from COVID. I have it every morning, but it's like a 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. I love it. It's fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. And it's not your average drink. It's a powerful new formula. It helps support your joints, give you energy, makes you think clearer. It has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, for me, on my bike, on my hikes, you name it, mm-hmm. you can enhance your overall well-being and feel younger. Just go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. RoundhouseRevisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
At a wedding,
getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at EthicalTradeCo.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pete Schwabe, Tom and Amy's boy, and host of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This year, do yourself and the Earth a favor and skip the card. No one cares what it says, and most don't even read it. I know I don't. Just Venmo cash. Aw, yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. Yeah.
JoJo from Jers, Twitter rock star, is here, and Marie from Atlanta, our prosecutor friend. Hello, Marie. Welcome.
Hi, Marie.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, JoJo.
Yeah.
Hi. So, JoJo, you hit on something that I've been thinking about, and this is outside of my prosecutorial zone of genius, so this is really just kind of throwing it out for thinking. You mentioned, you know, how is Greg Abbott getting away with all this stuff, you know, putting razor wire in the water so that the migrants would cut themselves and so on and so forth. There's a part of me that wonders if him doing things like chasing people back into the river, causing them to drown, and things that are causing harm to people are essentially things that might rise to the level of an international crime against humanity.
Ooh.
And my worry is the federal government, if he's doing something that is within the federal government's purview to control the borders, and he's doing something that's way outside of what his authority is, if he gets hauled...
Oh, yeah, and he wouldn't let federal authorities help this poor woman and children to drown. He wouldn't, you know, obviously that he had the state prevent the federal government from helping, which, Marie, I'm not a lawyer like you, but... That sure seems like a crime to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seems like the sort of thing that's going to land him in a position where the federal government can't help him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Abbott has all but, he said out loud that if he didn't have Biden in the White House, essentially, that they could basically shoot them. Mm-hmm. The only thing, really, that's stopping him from just executing people for crossing the border on site is that Biden is in the White House. The DOJ keeps suing Abbott, and to stop him from being so cruel. And he's like, darn it, I wish I had someone who'd be okay with all of this.
Right.
I mean, Joe, that's the thing. It's just, it isn't just Trump, is it? This whole party has just been, I don't know whether there's always been this many awful, cruel people in our country or whether Donald Trump has just enabled them. Whatever it is, it is profoundly depressing some days that we share a country with people like that.
Yeah, I mean, he enabled and emboldened the worst of people and the worst in people, and it's well beyond him now. I mean, some of these red state governors, like Abbott and DeSantis in particular, go further than Trump ever did. But that also shows us how far Trump will go, because nothing's going to stop him now if he gets into the White House. I mean, you know, the shackles will be completely gone. And so he says it, deportations on day one. But it does. It's systemic. It's the governors, too. It's legislatures. Look at Texas's legislature. It's their Supreme Courts, it's even the Fifth Circuit. I mean, it's bad.
And look at this human sacrifice. Mike Johnson caught between a shutdown and being fired as Speaker. Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love this, Chris, because it's very Veronica Cartwright.
Okay.
She just tweeted, "No, this is not a border deal. This is border surrender."
Oh God!
Any elected U.S. politician that supports this doesn't represent America. They represent the rest of the world. I mean, dear Jesus, they're just party is just they're just pure chaos. 29 minutes after the hour, more JoJo with Jerz on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Gas prices are holding relatively steady for the holiday. That's good news for the 2.1 million Wisconsinites driving somewhere this week. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices increased last week, rising 3.7 cents for an average across the state of $2.81 per gallon. Despite the expected increase, prices in Wisconsin are still 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 7 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say prices may hold near recent levels this week. However, in our area, stations will likely be rolling back prices after the recent hikes in competition with nearby gas stations. It will pay to check prices before you fill up. You may be able to save as much as 25 to 50 cents per gallon depending on where you fill your tank.
And a reminder that if your normal trash day is Tuesday or Wednesday, there are some changes this week. Within Madison city limits, if you usually put out your garbage and recycling on Tuesday, today is garbage day for you. If it normally gets picked up on Wednesday, yours will get picked up on Thursday. Now, that's just for the city of Madison, but lots of other municipalities will be on similar schedules. And if you need a last-minute gift for someone in your life, we've got an idea that you can pay for online right now and your loved one could use all year long. It's a pass to our Wisconsin state parks. Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin.
You're going to provide them with 12 months of access to all the state parks and state forests. And next year actually marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system too. So visitors, they can expect a wide array of events at all the state parks that are celebrating this important milestone, really making that vehicle admission sticker an even greater gift.
For Wisconsin residents, a year-round state park pass is $28. That fee is even lower for seniors. Lucky for you, no traffic and no long lines. You can buy state park passes on the DNR's website. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect through mid-afternoon for some freezing drizzle and light snow that will end later today. Our high near 36 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 32. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker. I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed, the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people were putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday Night Football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You can't sit home if you're sick as a dog, you say, darling. Even if you punt and then pass away, it's worth it. If you're sick, if you're just so sick you can't tell it, I don't think. Get up! Get up! You get up, you vote. Yes, darling. Ultimately, we know who calls the shots, right?
Oh, he's lovely. He is lovely, lovely man. JoJo from Jurors is here with us. Can I just say right-wing humor? Not so much. It's always about death. I don't know if you've noticed that, JoJo.
Yeah. Yeah, then they're never kidding. That's the thing. Like, he's not really kidding. They don't have a sense of humor. They say the left can't meme. They don't got jokes. They don't mean any of that to be a joke. He means it. And he would die.
And by the way, can I say the moms on our side, like JoJo from Jurors, are just better than their moms. Did you see this Moms for Liberty school board member was busted for shoplifting from Target?
Target.
Oh, wait. Not just busted, stealing items 7 times from Target.
Yes.
Mm. Well, your family values and law and order.
Ken in Colorado. I was going to go to him next. Hey, Ken, you're on with JoJo.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And hi,
thank
JoJo.
You're
great. JoJo, I want to put this to you and have you, so you're so good at getting information out on the idiocracy of the Republican constituents. To my knowledge, and we can use Iowa currently, Donald Trump has stiffed all these states that he holds as white supremacy rallies, and if I'm correct, right? So who is picking up the tab for these bills that Trump himself is not paying?
Well, the localities themselves. That's why he's owed. They're owed.
Yeah.
You know, it's extraordinary that they still let this continue.
And then he asks Ma and Pa MAGA for more money.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not paying his bills, but he's constantly asking them for more money.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire.
I know. When the history of this time is written, JoJo, I don't even know what to say. All right, we were mentioning this pathetic party. Marco Rubio has endorsed Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just they have lost their soul, their character, any sense of moral values ever, right?
Once upon a time, and it wasn't that long ago, back in 2016, Marco Rubio stood up to Donald Trump and he called him out as a con artist. Uh-huh. And he said, years from now, people are going to have some explaining to do for aligning themselves with this person who's not a true conservative. Well, here we are years from now, and he's endorsing him. By the way, Nikki Haley endorsed Marco Rubio in 2016, and Marco Rubio didn't endorse her.
Right, they're all like Trump now, right? They have zero loyalty. Look at Vivek Ramaswamy. Like, you cannot fillet Donald Trump hard enough. I mean, it is just like, and what do they expect loyalty from him? I mean, haven't they not been watching the last 11 billion years, right?
Right. Then they all end up Chris Christie somewhere along the line where, you know, he almost dies from COVID and he's like, oh, you know what? I see the light now. You know, it's just everything that Trump touches dies, and they're all like, oh, me too? Oh, darn it. I thought I was.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Vivek Ramaswamy responded this to an attack on him by Trump. So, I don't know whether Trump just wants to run the numbers up, but I think Ramaswamy's trying to run as MAGA too, or who knows? Mm-hmm. He shared a photo of X of himself with supporters wearing shirts that said, save Trump, vote Vivek. Right. And so Trump opened fire, calling him deceitful and sly. I think that's like code for his brown skin, but okay.
Yeah.
And not MAGA. I don't know how much you have to fillet, but so Ramaswamy said, I respect the hell out of Trump. He's the best president of the 21st century. I defended him every step against the unjust persecutions, but open your eyes to the hard truth. This system will stop at nothing to keep this man away from the White House. Just because it's wrong doesn't mean it won't happen. We owe it to our nation to take America first forward. I mean, talk about being a spineless weasel trying to have it every way, right?
Right.
Like, oh, he's being unfairly persecuted, but they're going to get him, so you might as well vote for me. I mean, oh, my God, take a stand.
Oh, forget it. And there was never enough upside in him for Trump to care about him, period. He didn't offer him anything. He wasn't going to get him votes. He wasn't going to peel votes away. He was a non-factor, but, you know, Trump's like, okay, well, I got to deal with this guy now real quick. And it's just sad. Like you said, he didn't just fillet a little bit. Like, he took in the whole set. Like, he took in
the
Yeah. The twigs and berries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And how did that work out for you? How did that
historically work out for anyone.
Didn't you kind of wish the last time Marjorie Taylor Greene held up Hunter Biden's D-pick again, that she said to Lauren Boebert, could you give me a hand with this? I mean, that would have at least been funny. At least.
Please. Seriously. We're going to look at porn in a committee room. At least make it funny.
Right. Exactly. I mean, and meanwhile, Joe, I mean, it must be hard for you every day to get up and fight the good fight for the Biden administration, because apparently just like stunning success economically, legislatively is just not enough in this environment we're in right now. The Biden administration will start canceling student loans for some borrowers starting in February as part of a new repayment plan that's taking effect nearly 6 months ahead of schedule. This one, millionaires who are behind on their taxes have already paid $500 million to get current with the IRS as the agency ratchets up high-level compliance. That's from the Inflation Reduction Act, right? They authorized $80 billion to the IRS. More than half the money was earmarked to revive flagging enforcement of corporation partnerships in rich households, which is exactly what Republicans don't want. But this is why they keep fighting against the IRS, because they're going after their rich donors.
Exactly. In fact, they want to add to the tax cut that Trump put in place and that added $7.8 trillion to our national debt. Our grandkids will be paying that off, by the way. Mm-hmm. They want to give them more tax breaks while they cut Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah. I was telling this story last week, Joe, that it makes me so mad when I read stories, whether it's about Trump or the NRA, because I was talking about doing my taxes, and there was a trip that my girlfriend totally said, oh, you totally could have written that off. But I was so like, most of us try to play by the rules. Most of us, I'm like, yeah, but there was some personal, so maybe I should just say personal trip. Yeah. It's not, but most people, you know what I mean? Like, I just thought, and meanwhile, these people think they don't have to play by any rules. They don't need to pay any taxes.
No, and then we're seeing so much, they call it greedflation, right? So we're seeing so much of where we don't see in the grocery store the prices coming down, so it seems like food is like affordable again. But that's because of corporate greed, because the gap in the corporate profit is massive. They took advantage of COVID, and they're still getting richer now when those prices are not reflective of reality. And it's really sad. That's why some of the messaging is not getting across to the average American.
Right. So this whole Middle East issue, I mean, I obviously, you've heard the young people, whatever, they're not going to vote for Biden. Muslims say they're not going to vote for Biden. I mean, this heartbreaking situation. And by the way, Netanyahu is a complete piece of crap. Mm-hmm. Can I just say this latest story, President Biden and his administration officials are nearing the end of their ropes with Netanyahu, as recent diplomatic frustrations have reportedly caused a rift in relations with him. Biden's patience is running out with Netanyahu as the conflict enters the 100th day. There's immense frustration between the two leaders right now, which became evident during a call in December where Biden hung up on him. He said this conversation is over. Biden and his advisors believe Israel isn't doing enough to allow a humanitarian aid into Gaza. Netanyahu's unwillingness to seriously discuss plans for the day after the war and his rejection of the U.S. plan for a reformed Palestinian Authority to have a role in post-Hamas Gaza. I mean, the bottom line, Joe, this is a remarkably complex situation that's been going on 110 billion years. I think the president is doing the best he can, but it is an issue, at least right now, for the electorate.
Yeah, 100%. And it's also like it's an issue where, it's hard because he's can't make everybody happy. He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't, but obviously I think focusing more and more on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is crucial, because that is what we're looking at. You can be, for Israel, and you can understand that Israel has a right to exist, while also understanding that Palestine has a right to exist, and that what we're seeing happening there, unfolding there, is horrific, and it needs to stop. I mean, if you're talking about Hamas, that's one thing, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about innocent Palestinian lives that are being lost, and Biden is putting pressure on Netanyahu, but it is about Netanyahu, and it's about the Israeli people taking Netanyahu out of power.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, speaking of grifting, I love this. Jamie Raskin, our friend, wrote to Donald Trump to return the $7.8 million he received from foreign governments. He said, I write to you to demand you immediately return to the American people the $7,800,000, whatever, that we know you have accepted from foreign governments in violations of the Emoluments Clause, and a fact you admitted once again at a Fox Town Hall this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe, I'm so exhausted with him just admitting his crimes. And we all just shrug.
Yeah.
You know, at least Jamie Raskin is trying to point out the amazing hypocrisy, right?
I mean, I'm old enough to remember when he had that press conference in front of those stacks of empty papers about how he was going to divest from his businesses, and now he's bragging about taking foreign money while in the White House as if it's like makes him smart. I'm telling you, what I predict is at some point we're going to know that he sold our national security secrets to our adversary,
yes.
And he's going to say that's indicative of his strength. They're going to go, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Like, that's where we're heading.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it's just, it's funny and yet not.
Yeah.
You're right. There just is nothing he can do, apparently. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we'll find out, but I mean, the only thing the polling does show if he is convicted, and I don't see how he's not going to be convicted in at least one of these trials, that does affect polling, but I don't know. Here's the problem. I was just going to say real quick about it, not just being him, the whole party, despite the fact they become political foes, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is taking into consideration a request from Marjorie Taylor Greene to help investigate Fonnie Willis over... I don't know, some romantic relationship, something, I don't know. The last one was complete crap.
Yeah.
But this whole party is acting as a defense team for Donald Trump. That's part of the problem, don't you think?
Yeah, because they need to appease that base, that rabid base, that they need to keep chumming those waters, and that only takes them so far, which is, it's like chaining themselves, you know, to a cinder block, because they'll get through their own stuff, their own primaries, et cetera. The base won't turn on them or try and kill them for now. And ultimately, this doesn't help their party at all. But it's the cult. They need, I know it sounds hyperbolic to call it a cult, but that's what it is. And they need to appease them at all costs.
Yeah, well, we were saying about the threat environment is just terrifying. I mean, not just for people like you and I, but for people on their side.
Yeah.
If you haven't filleted him sufficiently.
And even then,
yes,
they'll still come for you, you know? And I don't mean that, you know.
So to speak. I know what you meant. I know where you're going with that, Missy. All right, 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Yay!
Oh, we're going to need it. We're going to need it to get through 2024, Chris and Jody. I mean, boy, howdy, I tell you what.
Yeah.
I haven't been in the studio, so I don't know if Jody is just, like, doing gummies, like, straight out of the bottle. Just blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do that little tincture under your tongue every morning, you're good to go.
I am.
Right?
Yeah, and then I can handle you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I give it to Bonnie and Clyde, and also to you when it's time for a potty cure, because, you know, you all get a little skittish with nail trimming.
Yes.
So do. I like to... So that you can run the board better, right?
Exactly. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't hear clacking when I hit the button.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. I know. I don't want you to have Jasmine pocket nails. CB Distillery's targeted formulations made from the highest quality clean ingredients, no fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. We got gummies, we got soft gels, we got tincture, we got the relief stick I use after I go too hard uphill on my bicycle. Do what we do. Right, 2 million of us. And we get, by the way, we also get a solid 100% money back guarantee. CB Distillery, the source we all trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. That code is Stephanie.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Steffi.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Can I just say, dogs love it when you get COVID because you're with them 24-7.
Wait till I'm mommy's a homebody again. Okay. All right. Hi. JoJo from Jers is here. Yeah. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Steph.
Happy caucus day.
I always want to hit that caucus. Like, it's like I have to make sure I say caucus.
Yes. It's speaking of like just the weirdness we're in. So I don't. Trump's 30 points ahead. So it's not even like a normal anything, right? This poll, I don't know what to make of this one. Voters who support Nikki Haley are twice as likely to support Joe Biden as they are Donald Trump should the contest come down to a 2020 repeat. I mean, I was saying they have a poll showing Nikki Haley beating Biden by more than anyone else. But I feel like it's just so early. She's untested on the national stage. She's clearly the new flavor of the month, right?
Yeah. I mean, she also seems to be party normal, you know, comparatively speaking. There are still, believe it or not, I can't believe it at this point, but there are still Republicans out there that actually believe there are conservatives, true conservatives in their party.
Yeah.
And they think she's
I won. guess if you're compared to someone to, I don't know, Trump, DeSantis, and Ramaswamy, it's hard not to look good, isn't it? I mean,
I mean, you can't say slavery was the cause of the Civil War and you still somehow look like the adult in the room. This is, like, not a serious party.
Right. My favorite was her saying, oh, I had black friends when I was growing up. And I got, like, the movie Get Out vibe. I was like, really? What did you do with them? Where are they now?
Exactly. Yeah, well, I flew a Confederate flag when I was a kid, but then later on I took it down. So that was good.
We talked about Joe Manchin, played some sound earlier. Campaign finance watchdogs are threatening no labels with a lawsuit. Unless they voluntarily reveal their donors. Well, we know who some of them are, Joe. They're Peter Thiel, Harlan Crow, David Koch. Mm-hmm. They're all over the right-wing maggots that want Trump back in office. This is not a mystery, right?
Right. 100%. They're a spoiler party for Joe Biden, without a doubt.
Here's one. There are new ads coming out that will feature working-class women from swing states and focus on Trump's role in restricting abortion access and fomenting the January 6th insurrection. They will contrast Biden's economic policies with Republican plans for cutting entitlements. I mean, he's awful as a human. He's awful on every policy. We have it on tape saying, yep, I overturned Roe v. Wade. Proud of it. I mean, Joe, you can't tell me as a woman this is not going to still be a huge issue in 2024.
Huge issue. I would say the number two motivator for all voters, honestly, going into 24. And it's not just that we're dealing with Dobbs. We're looking at a couple cases going before the Supreme Court this spring or summer related to mifepristone, which is the most used form of abortion, which is the abortion medication. And also we have this case whether or not, you know, in Texas, whether or not hospitals have to intervene if an abortion would be life-saving care. These are going to be two cases going before the Supreme Court, and the repro is very much on the ballot in 24, and it will be on the ballot until it gets enshrined in our Constitution.
I mean, it's stories like this last week. SCOTUS allows one of America's strictest abortion bans to take effect for now. Idaho has one of the strictest bans. I'm sure you've paid attention to this. It's so strict. The Biden administration sued the state, arguing it violates a federal law regulating medical emergencies, which is what you just talked about. The legal battle went all the way to the Supreme Court, which last week said Idaho's law could go into effect at least until the court reviews the case in April. I mean, one physician there said doctors in Idaho are afraid. We're afraid to provide simple obstructive care because of the fear of what we do with our patient could lead to prosecution. I mean, you saw this poor woman who got arrested for having a miscarriage. And we have to go, oh, thank you. Okay, the grand jury is not going to prosecute. But, I refuse to believe that's the America majority of Americans want to live in.
And I agree with you 1,000%. And what happened in that case in Ohio is absolutely sickening. And it's indicative of where the Republican Party would like to go, which is a war on women. But I think we can take some... I think we can take some solace in knowing that the American people have said in seven different states now, in seven different ballot measures, that yes, we believe that we should have the right to make these decisions about our bodies, and the government should not. And this is a voting issue. It's not a judicial issue. This needs to be about who we put in office and whether or not they reflect our values and our beliefs and the freedoms that we believe we are entitled to. And that is 100% a voting issue. Let's take this out of the courts. Let's put it back in the hands of legislators. And we, the people, let them know this is what we, the people, want and deserve. And I think that overwhelmingly, Americans are where you and I are on this issue. I think we're going to see that in 2024.
The best thing we can do for America is to worship JoJo from Jurors.
Yes. Yeah.
The way we do. Just pure, unadulterated worship and sucking up. And you can find her on Twitter and Threads and YouTube. And, that's the thing. I think it was our friend Victor Shee was writing about person to person. That's how it's all we can do right now is person to person. Keep telling the story, as to what a danger Trump is and to what an amazing job Biden has done. Right.
Yep. Relational organizing. That is it. Exactly how you do it.
We love you, JoJo from Jersey.
Thank you, JoJo.
Thanks for
loving
me. Woo-hoo. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In New York, Luigi Mangione enters a plea.
Charging with the crime of murder in the first degree and other related charges. How do you plead to this indictment, sir? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
That's the sound of Mangione addressing the judge in New York City, entering his plea. He's facing both state and federal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione's lawyers arguing the case has turned political and that Mangione's rights are being violated. President Biden granting clemency to 37 of the 40 federal death row inmates. They'll have their sentences converted to life in prison without parole. The three not included, the Boston Marathon bomber and the gunman who carried out three of the Tree of Life Synagogue and Emmanuel AME Church mass shootings. Former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz suing the House Ethics Committee, trying to block the release of the report on Gaetz's alleged misconduct. This is ABC News.